This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple final things on Georgia, Georgia Tech, and then we'll get to the rest of the mayhem from Saturday. What about Georgia deciding to go for two on their first touchdown?
I don't know
of the second
what
half?
The hell was going on.
Yeah, I think they, and I think it was actually Caleb Johnson who asked Kirby about it in the postgame. Kirby's face is like, I don't know whose job it was to convince Kirby yes. that the analytics movement is the direction they're going.
But they got their ass cussed out.
They got cussed out that night.
Yes.
But they did it, though. They convinced
yes.
Kirby
yes.
to do it, begrudgingly. Because
yes.
you can see
you
it
can see
all
his
over his body
face. He did not want to go for two.
God, just, why don't we just kick an extra point here and just have seven?
I just could not believe that part. I was like, hold on.
Because if they wouldn't have, who knows what else happens.
Yeah.
But if they wouldn't have and then everything else happens the same, there's no overtime.
Yeah,
they
nah.
just win 28-27 and the game's over.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that they went for two. Kirby went for two right there, and I, like you said, I saw the explanation, and I saw his face when it happened. I was like, what?
Well, his explanation was the same that everybody gives, which is, that was analytics. We do a lot of analytics.
Yes.
It was on the sheet.
Yeah.
It's like,
you run that whole damn college, Kirby Smart.
Yeah, man.
You didn't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't.
You didn't have to dig on do it, man.
I did think to myself, though, at some point over the last couple of years, it was someone's job in the analytics department
right.
to put together a presentation that Kirby didn't want to see
mm-hmm.
and convince him that we have to do this because this is what you do.
Yes.
And somehow it worked.
Yes.
Kirby was like, all right, I guess we do that now.
Yeah, whatever.
Not next time.
Whatever. No,
case in point.
Just,
hate it.
But it was crazy because of all the plays that were made down the stretch by the defense. I mean, on the goal line stop, freaking Chancellor.
Oh,
like, he came in and buckled the pulling guard. Linebacker scrapes over Haynes. Because if Haynes King, if he gives that ball, Tech probably scores. Because they had us outflanked. Mm-hmm. But he kept the ball. Chaz knocks down the guard. Linebacker scrapes over. Got him.
What's number three's name? C.J. Allen?
Yes.
Good.
Scrapes
Lord.
Over. Got him.
What a game.
You know, he played his
both threes.
Yes.
On offense and on
yes.
defense. Those guys were
played
incredible.
Their butts off. But then you look, you get down there and finally just run the ball. But it's like so many plays, that the highs and lows. I know the ball was tipped. Let him catch it. Catch it.
I know.
I understand it was tipped. Ball's on third down. It's right there.
You couldn't see it in real time that it was tipped. And so in real time,
yes.
you're just like, him again, huh?
Yeah, but I mean,
him again.
Third down's right there. Hit you.
Yeah.
You know, now, I've met Aaron. Lovely young man. Really is a lovely young man. That's why I'm not going to do what other idiots doing by, you know, being, you know, that social media threatening and all that other crap that took place on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's just dumbest. I'm not going to do that. But he got to catch the damn football.
Yeah.
He's going to make a play for us. He is. He's going to make a big play and everything like that.
You also have to think about when you're throwing it to him and where you're throwing
exactly.
it to him.
Exactly.
Because he just drops it too much.
You got to play these other kids. Nitro can run a hitch.
Yeah, you have to.
And all those different things.
You got to give other guys chances.
Other guys can do some stuff,
yep.
man. But, yeah, I thought, you know, just something. But Carson has been so good. I mean, he's been really good putting the ball where it needs to be. The touchdown, like the 2-point play where it was pass interference on Lawson, but he missed the guy. He missed Lovett right there. Bam. Ball's hit, snap, go to him. Now, he went to him in order to tie the game up,
yeah.
which was a great play and everything
great
like
throw.
That. Great throw and everything like that. But, yeah, you got to go to him right then and there. But, yeah, Carson's been really good. I think that, you know, when you look at the way the game went, Tech controlled the game.
Yeah, they did.
They controlled the game. They did everything we said on Tuesday they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything to it with the quarterback. Like, Haynes King threw for 300 yards. I don't remember none of those yards.
I know. Because none of them were 20
yeah.
yards down the field.
Yeah, I don't remember none of those.
Because he's hurt.
Yeah.
The guy can't even
yeah,
throw the ball more than
20 yards. I don't remember none of those yards. Those
and
pass
he's
yards.
Out there gutting
but
it
I remember those damn runs.
What a gutsy
I remember those runs. And it was no fair dodging when he got the ball.
Oh, yeah.
No fair dodging. He was bringing it. He was looking for folks to hit.
Yeah, he said, look, I'll hurt tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll hurt, I hurt now, but I'll hurt tomorrow.
And that's exactly how he played.
He played like he wanted it more than everybody else that was out
did.
There.
It he was, really did.
And look, man, credit to him. That was a hell of a performance from Haynes King. And Georgia Tech in general. It was a really, really great performance. End of the game.
But you lost.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know. That's true.
But you lost.
Now, I didn't lose.
Yeah.
Washington lost.
You can keep the clips and everything, all that stuff. You lost. All right? So leave me the hell alone. All right?
So now Georgia plays Texas in the SEC championship game on Saturday. Texas with a pretty interesting game against A&M on Saturday. And I don't know how much you watched of that one, but Texas's defense is incredible.
Yes, they
won them.
But they have been all year.
They have been. That was the best I've seen them play.
They have been all year.
That was like.
Yeah, they have been all year. And I thought the one thing they did was they limited the quarterback run.
Yeah,
they took away,
which is unfortunately for A&M.
That's all they have.
Kind of all they have.
Yes,
so and they took very one dimensional offense,
and they took it away. And you know Quinn Ewers, he's banged up, hobbled, and everything. So you bring Arch in to run the football and everything like that. I don't know how they're going to play this game out Saturday.
I don't either, but I got a prediction. There's going to be a lot of Arch.
You think so?
Yeah, I think for a couple reasons. Quinn's banged up.
Yes.
He's also made a lot of mistakes.
He looked banged.
Like he looked
bad on Saturday.
The only reason A&M had a shot in the second half of that game was pick sixes and fumbles and mistakes he was making in the fourth quarter. So that part of it. But then also, Sark saw what happened last time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Quinn Ewers doesn't have anything for that Georgia pass rush.
No.
You got to at least try to switch it out. And he tried. Probably at a bad time. They didn't have it really planned out. So, but I think this time you have it in the game plan to try to have Arch as a part of it. Now, does it work? I don't know. But I would expect – what does a lot mean? I don't know, 10 snaps? But I bet Arch plays more.
He plays some. And we got all week because I wanted to get to some more of these games because Ryan Day has to win it all, right?
Oh, well, yeah, or else
I know he had to win it all before this year.
Yeah.
But maybe Michigan – beat Michigan not winning.
Yeah, would have helped.
Would have helped.
Yeah.
I kept talking about that quarterback. We said, is he a big game quarterback?
The answer to that question is no.
No. He was pathetic. And they got too much talent around him to be that damn good. Mm-hmm. That was an awful loss for him. Miami, what the blank. What the blank Miami Hurricane.
Winners get washed.
I mean, wow.
For winners get washed.
For y'all to be up like that. And we talked about it Tuesday. Carrier Dome.
Yep.
It's just a weird place. It's a weird place.
Credit to Syracuse's offense because those guys can play.
Yes.
Like those guys could throw the football all over the yard, and they did. And who was the receiver that had transferred from Georgia and now plays up there at Syracuse, number 7? Good Lord. That guy had an excellent second half in that game. But Miami was up 21-0. 21-0.
Yes.
And then they let Syracuse back
in. And it hurts. I know. And you know, because you had that guy. Mike, Miami, it's been a long time since Miami had that guy at quarterback.
That's the thing about it.
And they've been waiting, and he's been saving their ass all year long. And they just couldn't get it done yesterday. So, that was a rough one. Damn, Clemson's in the ACC championship game after losing to South Carolina.
And blowing a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Now, credit to South Carolina because those guys
are
awesome.
Rough. They love that football team. And I know people in that because my son, Isaiah, his best friend, plays for South Carolina.
Okay.
And he's like, put him in. I was like, well, they did kind of lose to most of the teams that are in front of them. Now, there's nobody playing as good as them in the country right now. They're playing absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's one team playing as good as them in the country. Not my favorite thing to say, but there is one team that didn't lose to anybody.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oregon played well.
They're pretty good.
Oregon's pretty good. And I know you saw it firsthand.
A nice little game on Saturday night they played.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was personal there.
Yep.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah, dog.
I don't blame
them. Dan was like,
Dan was like, you guys, all right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I want
to. Hope you guys enjoyed your little three-game winning streak.
Yeah, that's basically what he said,
man.
Yeah,
they beat the absolute, I want to cuss. They beat the out of us, man. That sucked so bad. I flipped the channel. I was like, all right, that's
you
enough.
You flipped away?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
I don't need to see that. I watched the rest of the Texas game. I was like, we're down 49-14. That click. I'm not watching this.
Okay, man.
That game could have been 20 quarters long. We couldn't have come back.
And then the Big 12. Huh.
Yeah, man. Like, that team's not going to get a bye. Like, Arizona State, Iowa State?
No.
Boise State's going to get a bye in the college football
playoff. Crazy.
Boise State.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy. They played really good this season, though. Their only losses to Oregon, and Oregon's undefeated, so maybe they should.
By three.
And they had them in the fourth quarter.